7th parak of Chulin, 5th Mishnah. Gid Anasha is Vashlum Gidim. You have one Gid Anasha with other Gidim that are kosher that were cooked together. Bizman Shem Akira in Noisin Tam. If he recognizes the Gid Anasha, he removes it, and whatever is left is the flavor. If, as long as you have 60 times the Gid, it will be Mutter, according to the Mishnah that holds that it does give flavor. Imlav Kul Masur. If not, if you're not Makir, they're all Aser. Why? Because even though it's a bottle Beroiv, but since it's a double choshev, it's a barrier, it's not bottom. That's the rule. A double choshev is not bottom. A barrier is not bottom. That means a complete unit. Here's a complete gid. A reitev benois and tam. And the flavor is always telling nois and tam, because you, when you're eating the soup or whatever you have over there, you're definitely not eating the gid itself. So as long as you have 60 times in the water against the gid, you're right. If you have a chunk of non-shechted meat, which is also midaraisa, or a non-kosher fish that was cooked together with kosher fish, it was cooked together with pieces of kosher ones, once you makir the non-kosher piece, take it out, and the rest of the broth, soup, chulent, whatever it may be, as long as it's 60 times the iser, it's permitted. If not, they're all aser, because over here we're talking about a portion, which is you would give to a guest this size of a portion. That's also considered davar choshev chaticha sheruya l'sgabed, and there it's also not bottom. But the right of has always been, like we said, if you have 60 times to give, it will be permitted.